Today's episode of the Ramp It Up podcast contains explicit language and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener's discretion is advised. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Ramp It Up podcast with your host, Ronell Sinowitz.
Are you ready to ramp it up?
Ramp it up, Ayo!
Hey, yo, ramp it up, B.
Girl, ramp it up! Ramp it up!
The Ramp It Up Podcast.
Hey, you need to ramp it up.
Ramp it up.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramp It Up podcast. I'm your host and favorite Zoe on Wheels, Ronell Sinus. It's been a couple weeks since our last episode, and I thank everyone for tuning in. Hopefully everyone has been staying safe. COVID-19 still out there lurking behind every corner. So hopefully everyone is staying masked up, keeping their hands clean and such. And most importantly, for those of us in the South Florida area, it is still hurricane season, so don't leave home without your umbrella. And just taking a look at the weather websites or the forecasts to know what's going on. Just want to say we got a couple of different topics to talk about today, a few updates from our last episode, and some headline news that has been coming up in November. But before we jump into that, I have to give a very special shout out today to none other than my biggest fan, my big sister, Marnell. She is celebrating her, can't say what number, birthday. November the 10th, Tuesday, is her birthday. Gotta say a very special shout out to her. Actually, although 2020 has been pretty rough for the majority of us, it's been a big year for her this year. She graduated her RN program, so she is officially a licensed registered nurse. And also, it is her 20th anniversary, her wedding anniversary, so congratulations to her and her husband. So a trifecta of shout outs and congratulations to Marnell. Again, we all love you, especially me. I'm your favorite brother regardless. Happy birthday, Mimi. So on today's episode, we're going to cover a couple topics. First and foremost, we're going to update the we talked a little bit about elections and voting last month. We are past election day, so we're going to talk a little bit about the results today. Also, we touched on the United Spinal Association's program called Ready to Roll, getting those with different disabilities prepared for natural disasters and hurricanes. So we're going to update a little bit about that. Hopefully everyone went and checked out the podcast episode on the United on Wheels podcast, where I was part of the panel. If you have not listened to it yet, shame on you, but I'll definitely be putting the link up for you to check out. Also, some sports news. Don't really usually talk about sports, but for those of you who know me, I am a huge mixed martial arts fan. Most of my attention usually goes to UFC, but I'm a big fan overall. So some news I wanted to share there. Also some sad news and a couple updates for the podcast. So definitely stay tuned. We're going to talk about a few of those. But before we jump in, you know I got to give a shout out to our podcast sponsor, Jay Woods Company. Contact Jay Woods Company for all your catering needs. Hit them up on Instagram at Jay Woods Company or go to the website jaywoodscompany.com. They cater for your special events and catering needs. Again, you can see some of the photos and even request your special menu. Go to jaywoodscompany.com where they cater to your needs. All right, so last month we touched on voting, and for those of us like myself who aren't as mobile as we used to be, we were trying to avoid being out in the long lines and out being in public with too many people with the whole COVID situation going on. So we decided to vote by mail. I did share with you guys at the last minute I had to run and update my signature because that would have been an obstacle for myself. I was able to get that done on time. I got my mail-in ballot and I sent everything in. It worked out. I checked the website. my vote was counted. It was accepted. So shout out to all of you who have done your civic duty, who exercised your right to vote that many of our ancestors have fought for. So hopefully whatever party or whatever individuals you chose to support, you able to get your vote counted. Now, the votes were tallied, and we were nowhere close to a decisive victory at the end of the day. In fact, it wasn't until Saturday morning that projections showed that President-elect, new incoming Joseph R. Biden Jr., and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are projected to win, or have been projected to win. Right now, the votes stand at about 279 electoral votes for President-elect Biden and 217 for the exiting President Donald Trump. So, again, if you guys have been paying attention to the results, pretty much across all of the major networks, it's the same, although many Donald Trump supporters are arguing that there's been some malfeasance, some trickery, some bamboozling in this election. So several lawsuits have been filed against different states, including Michigan and Georgia and Pennsylvania, alleging voter fraud and accepting late ballots. So we'll just let the courts do what they do. And I believe the deadline is December 14th for the electoral colleges to cast their votes, and by January for the new president and vice president to be inaugurated and seated. So, as of right now, Donald Trump has not conceded the election. He is still posting on his social media outlets and through his other supporters that he should be the projected winner. Otherwise, there has been fraud. So, we'll see how that comes across. Share your opinions. What do you think of the election? And if you even went out to vote, hopefully you did. This is a record number of voters this year, especially early and by mail, although some individuals still went on election day. So share, hit us up on our Instagram, ramp.it.uppodcast, to share what you guys think went down, or also just email us at rampituppodcast@gmail.com. Let us know how you feel about this election. It is pretty much still at the forefront of the news. Now, another update. We talked a bit about the United Spinal Association and their Ready to Roll campaign, getting individuals with different challenges, physical and mental, and just different disabilities prepared for natural disasters, including but not limited to earthquakes and fires and hurricanes, which plagues us in the Southeast here. And I was on the panel. We talked about prepping and being prepared. Lo and behold, Florida was surprised by Tropical Storm Eta. I think with all the news coverage being focused on the elections, no one really took it that serious. It snuck right in under our noses, and it gave us record-breaking amounts of rain. In fact, some areas of Florida received 20 inches of rain. We had flooding all over, including my house. Stuck inside for about 2 days. There was no way I was taking my electric wheelchair outside. But thank God there was no major damage in our area. We did not lose power. A couple flashes here and there. But thankfully, I was prepared. Had my provisions here at the house. And of course, we stayed in contact with family and friends to make sure they were okay as well. Some areas of South Florida did have some damage. Some signs went down. Unfortunately, many businesses were flooded, so our prayers and best wishes go out to those. Hopefully insurance pays out, give them their bread so they can fix what's going on in their businesses. But hurricane season is not over. I believe 2020, on top of everything else, has been the busiest the Atlantic Ocean has seen in storms and hurricanes building up. And we have until the end of this month, November 30th, until our hurricane season is officially over. So stay prepared. Keep up the water, like I told you before. Don't hoard. Just have a proper amount for you and your family members at the home. Make sure you have the proper non-perishables, batteries for your flashlights, for your other electronic devices, candles for those of you who have generators. Make sure you have gas, to keep them going, and you store them properly in the home. And of course, check on your neighbors. If you live near anyone who may be elderly or living alone or disabled or just have a whole lot of kids and may find it difficult to prepare, you know, look out for each other. Remember, we're in this together. So I'll be posting up the link to the podcast episode again on United Spinal, talking, giving advice on how to prep for any of the national disasters. Of course, most importantly, stay calm in these situations. Contact your local counties to find out what they're doing, if you need to evacuate or not, and what emergency services are available. Thankfully, we did not have to do any of that, but we're keeping our fingers crossed. 2020 has thrown us quite a few curveballs, so I am praying for the best. Those are the updates from last month. Seeing where we are now, I did want to talk a little bit about sports. Anyone that knows me, I'm a huge mixed martial arts fan since about 2005, although I've seen some of the earlier fights earlier on. But right now, I am a well-educated mixed martial arts fan. I'm not just in it for the carnage, but I do enjoy the sports. I've had the opportunity to attend quite a few UFC and other promotional mixed martial art live events. My dream eventually is to be a color commentator or call a fight. I've had the chance to go backstage at a couple of events, take pictures and do interviews, but to be the a Joe Rogan on the sideline, the John Anik or Daniel Cormier, that would be amazing. So if you guys know anyone that could hook your boy up with a spot, let me know. But two bits of information that struck mixed martial arts fans pretty hard. First and foremost, Anderson Silva, longtime middleweight champion of the UFC from 2006 to 2013. In fact, he holds the record for the longest championship reign in UFC, period. He had his last fight on October 31st at the age of 45. He challenged challenged middleweight contender Uriah Hall, and it was the main event of a UFC fight night, and unfortunately it did not go his way, although he was looking pretty good through the beginning rounds of the fight. But by the fourth round, he suffered a TKO loss to Uriah Hall. Congratulations to Uriah. I'm a fan of his. I watched him on The Ultimate Fighter, but who is not a fan of Anderson the Spider Silva? Pretty much changed the game out there. And in fact, it was a very emotional night for him and Uriah Hall, him being pretty much not necessarily a mentor, but you know, just one of those figures that these guys came up watching in the game. So he did announce it as his last fight with the UFC, although he was very reluctant to say it was his retirement fight. Odds are we may see him outside in a different promotion, but you know, I appreciate his love for the sport. I think it's time to retire, you know, enjoy the fruits of your labor, just be a celebrity back home in Brazil and here, and you know, just wait until you get inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame. So again, thank you, Anderson Silva, for all you've done, man. The fights have been amazing. I remember exactly where I was where you lost your belt to Chris Weidman. My heart broke. I'm getting in my feels right now, so I'm gonna pull back. So again, thank you to Anderson Silva. Other bit of sports news, also in the UFC, Khabib Nurmagomedov, the Eagle, current UFC lightweight champion, undefeated, 29-0 in mixed martial arts. He decided to retire. He had his alleged final fight on October the 24th, the week before Anderson Silva's fight, where he defended his belt against Justin Gaethje, winning with a rear naked choke. Actually, finished him. He did not get a chance to tap. Well, he tapped, but the ref didn't see it. He went to sleep, where Khabib retained his title. But for those of you who've been following the UFC, his father passed away earlier this year due to COVID-19 complications, and it was hard. His father has been his main coach throughout the majority of his UFC career until he moved to AKA, and even then he was a big part of his training and just, you know, the motivation for him to fight. And he and his family talked about it, and they decided without his father he would not continue, although his initial plan was to retire at 30-0 As of right now, he's retired at 29. And, oh, there, you know, there's some talk about him coming back or not. But, again, right now, he is believed to be the greatest of all time. The number one pound-for-pound mixed martial artist. Many do argue against it. I think I argue against it as well. I don't think he's the greatest of all time. He may be the number one pound-for-pound right now. But I wouldn't say the greatest of all time as of yet. But we'll see where that goes. But I do have to say thank you to him again for the work he's put in, the amazing fights he's had, the rivalry he had with Conor McGregor. Although we did want to see that rematch in the near future, we never got to see him versus Tony Ferguson. So there's a lot of unfinished business, but we do understand family comes first. So we say farewell to Khabib Nurmagomedov as well as Anderson the Spider Silva. Now on to a bit more somber news in entertainment, not necessarily sports. But longtime host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek, was announced that he passed away due to pancreatic cancer. Now, back in 2019, in March, he made a note that he was dealing with it. He was having complications. But on the 8th of November, he became a victim of the cancer and passed away. A host of the show for the last 36 years. 36 years. He's given his time, his energy, and efforts to entertaining us. A host of many other shows as well, but most notably Jeopardy. So our condolences go out to him, his family rather, and we just pray that he gets to rest in peace as everyone else shares pieces and their experiences with him. There's a pretty good story on CNN that I'll share with you guys in the links. But we do say farewell to a television icon. Many parodies have been made of Jeopardy. It's part of pop culture and will never be let go. I know they're talking about a replacement host, but it will take very, very, very talented person to fill those shoes. And I am not envious of the individual at all, but again, farewell to Alex Trebek. Those were just some of the headlines I wanted to share with you guys and what was going on since our last episode. I'll put some links for you guys to check out. Tell me what you think about Anderson Silva, Khabib Nurmagomedov, and of course, Alex Trebek. Hit us up on our Instagram. I'll be putting some posts there as well. Or just share your opinions via email, rampituppodcast@gmail.com. Last bit that I wanted to share with you guys for today starts off with another set of shout-outs. They go to Ian Reuter of the United Spinal Association and Aaron Broverman, one of the writers for the New Mobility magazine. Shout out to these guys. I had the opportunity to meet them earlier this year via Zoom and phone calls. They've been, while getting acquainted with the United Spinal Association, I've had the chance to meet these gentlemen. They kind of helped put me down on the podcast for the United Spinal podcast. And also, How We Roll is a column within the New Mobility magazine, which is put out by the United Spinal Association. Aaron Broverman is one of the writers for the column, and with the encouragement of Ian, they decided that I would be a good candidate to do an interview and a highlight on for the How We Roll magazine. So I have to say special thanks to the guys, and especially Aaron, for putting together the article, capturing the essence of my story and how great and handsome I am. No, I'm joking. But definitely for, you know, just helping me share my story with others. And if there's any way, even in the slightest, that I can help someone else in their struggle, in their journey, and the challenges that they are facing, I'm honored to have done so. And, you know, I encourage everyone to check out the link. I'll be putting it in the episode notes so you guys can check out the article. Share it with your friends and family, and, you know, definitely anyone that you know is going through some challenges. I am the last one to say I'm doing great and I'm perfect and I've overcome every challenge. Far from, but if there's anything you get from the article, is that, look, it's ongoing. There's a lot that we have to deal with on a daily basis, no matter what your challenges may be, physical, emotional, or mental. But all you can do is pretty much buckle up, stay positive, and work hard. It is a daily struggle. There's going to be ups and downs throughout it, but the reality is, you know, you kind of have to find something to motivate you to keep going. One of them being this podcast. I enjoy doing it so much, talking to others, helping them share their stories, and just, you know, getting my voice out there to you guys, anyone who's entertained or educated or just want the courage to do the same. I do appreciate you guys for tuning in on a regular basis. I'm working on making the episodes come out as regularly as possible. And I thank United Spinal for all the support they're giving me as well. Of course, the Spinal Cord Injury Support Group, the South Florida chapter, the folks over at Jackson, the Miami Project, and just some of the friends I've made along this journey. So I didn't really give name shout outs in the article because, of course, you'll always forget someone and someone will be upset at you. But I am thankful and blessed to have come across all of these individuals, and the fact that they took time to share this article about me and my struggles, I really appreciate it. I've been reading New Mobility ever since I found out about United Spinal earlier this year. There's some amazing stories in there. Regardless if you are injured yourself or know of anyone who've been injured, just, you know, if you're a fan of technology, there's stories about technology or stories of people overcoming or things about legislation. So, you know, again, if you're a fan of a good read, check them out. Check out some other work of Aaron Broverman, another good guy. He actually has a podcast as well that talks about comic books. If you guys do not know, I am a comic book fiend. I enjoy everything comic book related. So you could definitely check out his podcast. It's called Speech Bubble. I'll put the link to the podcast in the episode notes as well. And definitely look out. I'll have a chance to talk to him. He and I have quite a bit in common. So look out for that as well. That's about it for today's episode. Again, just to recap, keep up your prepping for any of your natural disasters, whether they be earthquakes, fire, tidal waves, whatever they may be. I don't know how to prep for a tornado. That one, I thank the Lord I don't live in that area of the United States, but stay safe. Our current president and vice president-elect, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, congratulations to them. I pray the transition is safe and civil. Thank you to Anderson Silva, Khabib Nurmagomedov for the amazing fight you guys have put on. Alex Trebek, we wish you rest in peace and condolences to your family. And of course, Ian and Aaron, thank you guys again for the opportunity. Check out the New Mobility magazine, the How We Roll article. Read it. Tell your friends to read it. Got a couple new things coming up for the podcast in the near future, but you must stay tuned and follow our social media to know what's going on. For now, everyone have a wonderful day.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Connect with the podcast on social media. Check out our Instagram page at ramp.it.up.podcast. Or email us at rampituppodcast@gmail.com. Until next time.